Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I play pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys, Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Yes, then we talking.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Straight cleanup on aisle three. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming. Lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hockey.
Whatever, on the rink, whatever you need me to do, it don't matter.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being with us on the Fan Sports Network. We'll get to the mail sack coming up in a few moments. Your questions are welcome at the fan text line, 503-864-6326. If you're new to the show, ask us anything you want, sports, non-sports, doesn't matter. We've been doing the mail sack for a long time. Look forward to it. And I promise you, to our mail sack P1s out there, this will be a full, uninterrupted sack today. There's no guests. There's nothing getting in the way. Full sack. We'll get to all of it. Speaking of Anthony Edwards in the opener, he will be in town tomorrow night.
Yeah, might be in town today.
You could probably hear already.
Game tomorrow.
That's a great point. And give us a call if you listen. You got a mail sack question. Chime in.
Let's talk about your burner Instagram account.
They are the debut game for your Portland Trailblazers tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. It's weird. It snuck up on me.
Sneaks up on everybody.
Everybody.
That isn't like bleeding, you know, the pinwheel every moment of their life.
Just I'm glued to ALCS game 7 last night. I turn around. I'm like, next day, whoa, what are you doing here? NBA just standing right behind me in a hallway. Hey, All right, fine. We'll watch the NBA.
Duck college football, NFL Monday Night Football doubleheaders.
We got a big one with the Badgers in town this weekend. Look out, they're dangerous. Dan Lanning tells me they're dangerous, okay? I'm a little worried. Badgers could make some noise this weekend down in Onsen. The floor is yours. And by that I mean, how excited are you today?
I'm
pretty pumped.
I'm pretty thrilled. Yeah, to see it back on NBC
is gonna be pretty cool for you.
I mean, I think they've already displayed that they care more about it than ESPN and ABC have. They are rolling it out. They did the morning program where John Tesh was there live, doing it on the keyboard.
Yeah, playing it.
Michael Jordan's excellent segment's gonna debut his series that he's gonna do for NBC. Like. I think it's going to hit, and it's going to hit like crack for a lot of people. You might not even care that much about basketball, but you might just be, okay, whatever, it's on.
The nostalgia play of the song and the logo and the channel.
I mean, when that happens, you're really going to look behind you and be like, is John Stockton in here? Is that John Starks?
Carl Malone!
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you this,
is that
Swag.
Antoine Carr?
Antoine Carr. Now, you obviously remember when the NBA didn't even exist and there were four teams and then they tape-delayed the NBA Finals. Does this do nostalgia for you, too?
A little bit.
But
a little bit?
Yeah. Because this was, what, you're in your mid-20s when
Man, when did they start in? Was it
That wasn't even meant as an age joke. That was more of like, when was NBA?
No, that
college,
might have been.
College that was 90s, right? When we think of the peak NBA, NBC was 1990s.
Yeah.
Did they start in the late 80s? When did they take it over from CBS?
Let me see.
Because I still remember a lot of Brent Musburger and Dick Stockton and Sunday afternoon at noon.
They did not start until 1990, so it's 1954 to 1962.
So that was right in his wheelhouse.
And then 1990 to 2002. So
1990,
yeah,
I was in college.
Okay. Yeah. And that's a little bit different from the nostalgia, right? For us, it's our childhood, so you remember the song and that, you know. The Blazers were great in that era for the most part, especially early on, and they were playing big games on NBC with Costas and the Magic. Snapper and Magic and Bill Walton and all that stuff, and so... Yeah, I think it'll be a fun play tonight for a lot of people tuning in. I hope they don't do it wrong.
How can they do it wrong? ESPN's debating who should be traded.
I mean,
you can't be worse.
They're not going to do it worse than ESPN, but that's also like such a low bar that I almost don't want to get. That's like, hey, you beat Lafayette, rush the field. Like being better than ESPN at this is,
well, who's going to be better than NBC or Prime? Because we forget Amazon Prime is in this bad boy too. They're making their sports debut with the NBA.
That's right.
So I think this is an easy thing to do.
Yeah, who do we trust more in this, NBC or Prime? You trust NBC more?
It's right in their wheelhouse. Yeah. I think Prime can be good. I think Prime can be better than ESPN.
Do they still have anybody left at NBC from when the NBA was last there?
There's got to be a production guy or director.
That was there in 2002?
Who was there.
That was 23 years ago, man.
If Ahmad Rashad does not introduce Michael Jordan
series.
That's
what I'm saying. Man. If you're going to have the nostalgia play, I just want them to fully lean into it. If Ahmad Rashad's not there tonight doing something or pre-recorded something, I'm going to be disappointed.
I'm with you there, but...
Like, there's just stuff that I want to see executed at a high level tonight.
Well, look...
Standard is set. The bar is high, NBC.
I'm with you there. It's great, but it's... I mean, God, I do this every year, and it doesn't really matter, but... They're on a real run of parity. You don't know who's going to win that title. Could be the Thunder again. Could be somebody else.
Where's Giannis going to get traded?
I got the Bucks in the East Finals.
Sorry. We'll get to our picks. Hold on. Don't give me picks.
Well, I just spoiled one.
Now, you asked me, I want to say it was a week or two ago, like, hey, Dirt, did you know the NBA starting? And I was like, what? What are you talking about?
It's a great start, by the way. Rockets, Thunder.
It's good slate.
KD,
no doubt about it.
KD against his former team who's coming off of a crown.
No doubt about it.
And a guy who doesn't feel like he's won a championship, but he's got two, but he's now in Houston saying, I want to be the alpha, but I don't want to be the vocal alpha.
He's got to get a real championship that people will give him credit for.
Yes.
He's got to win his LeBron Cleveland title. That's what he needs.
That's 100. Well, I think it's a higher stakes one than that, even.
Sure, right? So I will ask you this, and you can both end. You're a basketball guy too, Swag. NBA storylines we're most excited for. Is Kevin Durant near the top of the list?
No.
Okay.
I'm curious to see how the fit is. How good can Houston be without a true point guard?
And Van Vliet's out for the year,
yes,
right?
He is. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, well, you have to be fair.
Thunder, give me your Mount Rushmore NBA storylines going into night one.
Do you want me to be selfish locally, or do you want me to exclude it?
It doesn't matter. I do general NBA. We'll do Blazer stuff tomorrow. They tip off tomorrow.
NBA?
Yeah. NBA storylines, because the Blazers are not an NBA storyline.
I'll start in the West, and I'll say, are the Thunder going to repeat?
Okay.
Skinny Luka has to be in there for me. Now, I know you've got Jokic in Denver, but we know they're going to be good. Ant Edwards and the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
They've been to two straight conference finals, but I don't think people really buy them.
We get Skinny Luka tonight, the second half of your doubleheader taking on the Golden State Warriors.
He's not going to have LeBron for a minute, man. No? The sciatica's not going away in 2 weeks. So I even today, I think Swag can RIP the LeBron's not playing updates because that's going to be going on for weeks. Those are my in the West. Okay. In the East.
So OKC, Luka, Skinny.
Is this it for Giannis in Milwaukee? Sadly, I have to throw that in there. And can the Knicks finally break through in the season where it feels like it's lined up for them to break through?
The East is wide open.
It really is. Now, I think Cleveland's going to be good.
Cleveland!
That's not a hot take. I actually think Boston and Indiana are both going to hit their over on win totals. They're serious basketball teams with coaches who care and players who care.
And what about your Orlando Magic? What about your Fighting Magic?
They got Desmond Bane.
They got Desmond Bane.
That was big. I think the Magic could be a top three seed, yeah.
Okay. All right. Swag, your Mount Rushmore NBA storylines, then we'll make our picks.
Yeah, the Thunder, was it just, you know, all the stars lining up for them, or are they starting something
dynastic?
Do we have a dynastic run on our hands?
We might.
God, don't let it happen.
Why?
Are the Mavs?
I want to see the Thunder win a bunch of titles. Screw Oklahoma.
You know,
City.
You've got skinny Luka in LA. The other side of that is the Mavs with Cooper Flagg. I know they don't have Kyrie, but
Cooper Flagg's a good one. I like a point Flagg Mount Rushmore storyline.
Is Wemby healthy, and is this the year it all clicks for the Spurs?
Okay, I like these so far.
Jiu-Jitsu Wemby,
exactly.
Wax and, on, wax off. Who's your fourth president?
And yeah, it is. Is it all lined? Can the Knicks finally do it?
How great would that be? Year one of it. Now, who has the finals? Is it still ABC?
Yeah, it's still ESPN.
Yeah, it's still ESPN. ABC.
People are kind of upset that it didn't go to ABC.
Now, are they going to rotate?
I think it's like Super Bowls trade off eventually, but I'm not positive on that deal.
All right, I like those Mount Rushmores. The NBA is back. Happy NBA season to all of our hoop heads out there. Without further ado, now we will flip it or stick it in months because the NBA season goes on for like a year and a half, so we got a long ways to go until our flip it or stick it. Give me your conference finals matchups and your NBA finals match. Would you like me to start? Because I already have mine written down.
I got mine, too.
Okay. I'm going to take the Knicks over the Pistons in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Big step for the Pistons.
Big step.
Finals.
Big Cade Cunningham guy. You know me. Glued to my Pistons. My Detroit basketball.
I do.
Give me the Knicks over the Pistons.
Okay.
And in the West, I just can't do it. I don't care if this might age terribly. Doesn't matter. I'm not picking Oklahoma City. Screw them.
You're not going to pick them to be in the West Finals?
Nah, dude. Give me the Nugs. My Nugs.
Yeah.
With Jokic back for another MVP run, cementing his status as a top 10 player in the history of the league. Over the Golden State Warriors with LeBron James in the second half of the year. Give me Denver over Golden State, and I will take the Knicks to beat the Nugs in the NBA Finals.
You have LeBron getting traded to the Warriors?
Trade deadline deal? Ooh, he's upset.
What are they getting back?
Man, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. Don't worry.
GP2?
Don't worry about it. They'll figure it out.
It's got to be a salary.
They're just going to write it off.
I think it's Kuminga's salary.
They're just going to write it off. That's what they do. They'll get a trade exception.
It's got to be like three players.
The NBA will orchestrate it. It's all a gimmick anyways. It's wrestling.
Do you have the NBA wanting LeBron to be in the Warriors and not the Lakers?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because he's upset with Luka. It's not his team anymore.
Does LeBron go back to Cleveland?
Top those preseason predictions. What do you got? Conference finals.
I don't think so. Conference finals, it's I was really torn not to take the Cavs in these finals. We're writing them off because they disappointed.
Yes, that's what we do until you show us in the playoffs. We don't give you a chance, a la Oklahoma City a year ago.
They're a wagon, but I'm unfortunately going to do it. I'm going to take Knicks, Bucks, East finals. I think Giannis has a...
Who wins it?
I got the Knicks winning the East Finals.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, you look at the Bucks roster, they've got interesting pieces around him.
They got Doc Rivers still, too. Championship coach.
That's why I have
that
the Knicks
Doc Rivers
that
has a title on his finger.
That's why I have the Knicks winning that series. And then in the West, I've got Oklahoma City.
Okay.
San Antonio.
Who's winning, OKC?
OKC, but Wemby. I think this is the year the step is taken.
And you got Knicks or Thunder winning the title?
I have Thunder repeating, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Probably the smart play.
They're all 20. Won it. Like, they're not scared of anything.
Watching SGA hunt fouls to back-to-back titles and Chet's bony elbows all over the floor is going to make me want to boycott your student
You're going to be a Knicks fan if that happens.
I'm going to be a diehard Knicks fan. I will be a diehard fan of whoever plays Oklahoma City at any point during the regular season.
I love it.
Swag, your conference finals and NBA finals?
In the East, I have Cleveland over the Bucks.
You guys both like Milwaukee. Ballsy
I
move.
Really like Kenny Atkinson, too, just keep them taking, you know, moderate steps.
The guy who changed Kenny Atkinson's life, aside from Steve Kerr teaching him how to be, you know, somebody who can talk to humans.
Yeah.
Just got hired by the Portland Fire.
Hey.
Alex Sarama changed his entire viewpoint and perspective of basketball.
Look at us.
And then I like the Nuggets over the Thunder.
You like the Nugs to get past OKC?
I think the Nugs, I think the roster will have to significantly change after this season.
Michael Porter Jr. is an addition by subtraction.
But who? They just signed Christian Brown to 5 years, 125.
I'll get it done. Don't worry about it. I got time. Don't worry about it.
It is the NBA.
It'll be all right.
It's the NBA. But yeah, I think Jokic is kind of on
a Cleveland-Denver NBA Finals would be.
And then I got
tastes gross.
I got the Nuggets over the Cavs in the final.
Okay.
You got Jokic getting his second ring?
Jokic getting a second ring.
Is Jokic in your top 10?
At that point?
At that point, he is.
Two titles?
Who's getting bumped out?
Who are you kicking out?
Let's see. Who was 10? It was Wilt.
You're bumping Wilt still for Jokic? Wow. I mean, it's the right answer. Well done. Happy NBA season, everybody.
It's back.
Did that feel good? Nipples hard over there?
Oh, it'll get harder tonight. Harder tonight when it turns on. Yeah.
Hey. Break out that Jergens. Let's watch some NBA basketball, baby. Let's get to the mail sack. That is next. Your questions welcome. 503-864-6326. We'll answer them next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's mail sack it up. Are we ready?
Hog them up, Sikorsky.
See what we got today. Hold on 1 second.
Mail
there you go. That's what I was looking for.
Mail sack.
Mail sack question. First up today, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to a casino, what is your go-to game to play? Blackjack, poker, roulette, craps, slots? What do you go with?
Blackjack.
Blackjack?
Yeah. Love blackjack. I'm pretty partial to hold'em. Last time I played hold'em, I won a decent amount of money.
Now, did you sit at a machine or did you sit at the table?
Sat at a table. Collectively, the table dominated, and then the new card person came in, and we all lost, and we all was like, that's it. We're not losing more than one.
Oh, you were... So the three card or whatever, not like in the poker room.
No. It was a general big table with boats and stuff or something. I don't know. I'm always confused, and I have an old guy that always tells me what to do. But that one and the roulette. I like roulette. Okay. I know it might not be the percentage play for money, but I just... It's delightful to put a little chips on a lot of little numbers with colors.
I'm not a big... I don't gamble a lot when I go to casinos, sans sports. I'll do a little bit of roulette here or there. I'm not a big blackjack guy. I'll play poker with buddies, but I don't like going and doing it at a casino because I don't feel like I have the ability to win. I feel like slots just steal your money. Like, it's just a suck of money. And
you pull that
bar like five times.
Bar anymore.
I know.
Stupid
That's
button.
True. It should get... Bring back the bar. Make the bar great again. What happened?
Give me three. And give me cherries, a crown, and like something. Now it's like
it's too convoluted.
It's an Egyptian, and then it's like a moon, and
none of it makes sense. And you got like an up and down, and you got a diagonal one, and I'm like, wait, why did I win money there? I don't get it. And then you lose.
This
one didn't win, and I thought I had four things in a row there, and I just So I'll go put some money on a roulette table every now and then. Outside of that, I'm gonna go walk into the sports book. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm not a big gambler.
Kicked myself too. I don't know. I haven't learned to play craps. Looks so fun.
It does look like a lot of fun.
And they say, statistically,
it's your best chance.
The better has the best odds playing craps.
Right.
It's just really fast until if you don't know what's going on and what to follow.
Too intimidating, man.
Very intimidating.
Mail sack question for Sprague. Mm. It's early, so it may not happen, but if Forrest gets relegated, will you continue to watch?
So they just named a new manager.
Yeah, they sacked their manager.
Their second one. They hired the third one, Deitch. I'm kind of excited about him. Patrick poo-pooed him. And
you
then
like
I
his, you like his schematics? You like the 1-3-1 formats he's using?
Well, his coaching style actually fits the roster better than the last coach they hired who did the complete opposite attack. I don't know where I'm at right now. I asked Patrick about this. Like, would it be weird if I ditched them if they do get relegated because you can't watch all the relegation teams? Mm. So I want to be able to watch Premier League soccer.
Yeah.
I really like Forest. I like the history of it. I like the stadium, the old grounds by the River Trent. I want to buy gear. I'm waiting. Well, but I'm noodling. I'm close. If they get relegated, I might have to consider going into a different team.
Okay. Mail sack question. You don't have to rank each one, but who is your favorite and least favorite out of the number one commentary crews? Nance Romo, Burkhart and Brady, Tirico Collinsworth, Buck Aikman, Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit.
Buck Aikman won.
Agree.
Olsen. Who is it? Olsen Davis?
I think it's Olsen and Davis now.
Yeah, Olsen Davis 2.
If it was, that doesn't count. It's not number one crew. He's only going number one crew.
Oh, sorry.
Only
sorry,
number
sorry,
one
sorry,
crew. Sorry, sorry. Okay. If it was Burkhart Olsen still, they would be my number one team. But since it's Tom Brady who's stealing money and now wants more from Saudi Arabia, it's Buck and Aikman are my number one.
Did he ask for a ranking or just the one?
And then your last place. Who's your last place?
Herbstreit Michael.
It's either that or Nance and Romo. Actually, Burkhart and Brady. I love Kevin Burkhart. Yeah, and I love Burkhart. But Brady and Romo are not fun to listen to for me, and Al Michaels does seem like he's washed.
Brady's getting a bad... He's been
he
better
sucks.
This year.
He's
You're
terrible.
Not he's been better
terrible.
This year.
No, he hasn't.
Romo?
Give me Romo any day over Brady.
What?
Oh, wow. Better quarterback, too. Mail sack question. Power rank the main NFL themes. Look, a lot of NFL theme questions here. CBS, Fox, NBC, or ESPN? Power rank them.
Fox is one.
Okay.
Monday Night Football's two.
Bum, 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 bum.
CBS three. Oh, no. NBC
dun, dun,
three.
Dun, dun, dun,
CBS four.
Prime five.
And nobody likes
I'm still partial to the Monday Night Football. That's still.
That better than Fox for you, than the robots, the NFL robots?
It's pretty iconic. I mean, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Da-da,
and the other thing, too, is like Sunday Night Football, where do you put the theme songs into this or the, you know, because they have the artist rendition theme songs that they do, too.
It's oh,
like, is that a part of the equation as well?
No,
or
no,
with
no.
just
it's,
the theme when you're
it's the,
just
yeah,
that
it's
when
the
you're the game starting and the
score music.
I hate to tell you this, dude.
Yep.
The Carrie Underwood song kind of.
Waiting all day for
it's starting to suck.
It's played out.
It's kind of
all
starting
right,
to suck.
It's
You're not singing
night,
it anymore.
Finally,
she's changing lyrics. And
Sunday Night Football's kicking. She changes lyrics all the time. That's what she does. That's the whole point of the song. It's a new, different rendition
every
week.
The march is better.
The march only hits because you go from Carrie as the lead-in, and then she wraps up her song into that.
That's like saying,
just
Terry Bradshaw makes this.
Tell you what, man. Mess that question. Do you think the first episode of Michael Jordan's series called MJ's Insights to Excellence will be live or pre-recorded? And which would you prefer?
I fear this is going to be a pre-recorded thing.
Feels like it's going to be taped, but I definitely would prefer live to see him when
live,
he's like on
live
television.
Yeah, if he was doing live something on that game, I think this is going to be some sort of sit-down interview or some canned thing. That's done well ahead of time.
Are you not excited about it? You don't seem very jacked.
I'm skeptical. I would love for it to be
something. It's the GOAT. Wayne Gretzky's the GOAT, too. How's that working out?
Does he do anything by himself, or is he always on the panel?
He's on the panel, and it doesn't provide anything.
Okay, all right. This dude has actually told you publicly he thinks basketball's fun and should be talked about in a good way and not crapped on, but Charles Barkley is kind of the face of the league right now, so I don't think he's going to be able to rival Barkley because Barkley's so off the cuff. But man,
and also it's different when you're doing a lot. Like if he was on a crew, that's different. If you're doing a recorded or even I would be shocked if it's live. If I'm going to be honest with you,
oh, I will be too.
This reeks of I got some stuff, and here I'm going to showcase some X's and O's, and let's talk about basketball the way basketball should be talked about, and all pre-recorded every week for our games.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but
I have
just
a competition problem.
Use a name as an example.
God,
here.
Him giving his favorite gambling lines.
My favorite picks of the night: Thunder minus the 5.
Your
and a half.
Locks of the week in the NBA with MJ. Now that would bring it back to NBC, baby.
I hope it's not the Aaron Andrews
smoking a cigar when he wins.
I hope
holding a baseball bat, smoking
and then
a cigar,
the crying meme.
Give
when
me
he
Denver.
Loses.
Give me Denver plus the 4.5 tomorrow
See,
night.
What would be better is if he's giving his picks, and then they go halftime, and his pick is losing, and then it wins, and then he's doing the baseball bat. Like, everybody can talk when they're up.
Everybody told me that bet wasn't going to hit. It's like, nobody said that, MJ. Nobody said that. You're making that up.
I hope it's not Aaron Andrews interview stuff where it's clearly canned, like, three questions they're going to use out of seven, and she's clearly friends with the person and not going to ask any hard questions. Like, Jalen, how do you do it?
Tell me about your family.
And then there's going to be the highlight reel with the music. Ah, I'm just grounded, and I just give everything I got every day.
Glory to God.
You know what I mean? Like, I hope it's not that.
Yeah.
I hope it's like a, tell me why this guy on the Rockets is actually going to change it, or just give me something with your expertise or viewpoint.
I think to your point about the NBA as a whole, and it's a problem that the league has struggled with for many years, that is, all we focus on is the tabloids. All we focus on is the headlines and the controversy and the drama, and that's what usually drives the interest. In their relationship with ESPN, that drives interest more than actual basketball. Mm-hmm. And so from that standpoint, if this ends up being like a really good X's and O's, here's what I love about insert team here and the way they play defense and the way they rotate on offense and look how they this pin down screen. Like, if you get actual X's and O's content out of it, and this is why I love the modern game, is look how innovative this is and how they run certain things. I think it could be a positive, even if it's pre-recorded. I'm with Swag, though, of just going in a little skeptical. The name is great, and when they announced it, it was like, oh my God, they're going to have MJ. I hope it delivers something for the broadcast, because it'd be really cool to have him back involved in the league and something that becomes a thing for them, more so than just, oh yeah, MJ's on the halftime, I forgot about that, which is what it turns into with a lot of all-time greats when they try and get into broadcasting. More mail sack questions. I promise a double sack. We will double the sack up. We'll get to it next. All right, here we go. More mail sack. See what else we got today in the sack. I promise a full sack. Here's your full sack. Mail sack question. Which would you most be willing to change your name to for free food for life?
Mail sack.
Popeye?
Okay.
Chick?
Yeah.
Panera?
Ooh.
Or Panda?
So are you getting the food from the specific name?
It's got to be from the place. So you change the name, you get free food for the rest of your life, and those are you can't just choose whatever you want. He gave you four options. Popeye, Chick, Panera, or Panda?
That's so, Panda.
Oh, really?
Not close.
Yeah, I think I agree with you there.
But you don't do orange chicken.
There's plenty of other options.
He's a beef and broccoli guy over
there.
How do
you
want
Panda
from him?
Without, like, the
He's a big Kung Pao guy.
Well, it's not spicy. George likes it spicy.
Panda Johnson would be a hell of a
Can
name.
Can we just be honest here, by the way? There's a commercial airing that is absolutely leaning into what's going to be in our future based on how everybody's economic situation is.
Mm.
That graduation commercial where kids are named after companies because they've sold the rights to their college, that is 100% going to be in like 15 years. Somebody's going to cross that stage and be like, Peter Les Schwab Smith. That's absolutely going to happen.
Do I get some free beef out of that deal?
Also, I'm... Oh, man. Probably Panda because of my kids. Take advantage of that situation.
I mean, I like all of them. I'll dabble in all four of them.
Chick's closed on Sundays. You've lost me. Like, you lost the plot.
I mean, if I'm choosing chicken, I'm taking Popeyes over Chick-fil-A. Their chicken sandwiches are better.
Yeah, Popeyes is good. Now, here's what I wanted to say to you.
Yeah.
I have been toying with the idea of getting a Popeye's Cajun turkey because they keep advertising it. And I'm like,
dude, I got a buddy who does it every year and I've tried it. It's phenomenal.
What size is it?
Normal size turkey.
Like big? A big bird?
I wouldn't call it like the biggest bird you've ever seen, but it's also not like a rotisserie chicken.
And it
like,
tastes good.
It's a good sized bird.
It's a good 8 to 10 pound turkey. I mean, it's not a big 20.
We do a friends Christmas thing every year. We get a bunch of buddies get together. My buddy Crawford got one, and he gets one every year for it.
And it's good.
And I remember the first time he told me that he got a Popeye's chicken, and I'm like, or a turkey. And I'm like, come on, man.
I keep thinking, like, would I not do this?
And then I tried it, and I was like, okay. Yeah, my bad. That's all me, dude. Okay. Right hand up. That was a good turkey.
I might be doing that this year.
Adult mail sack. When I was a senior in high school, I had a brilliant idea to apply for a job at Victoria's Secret. What was your brightest idea for a first job that would have perks? I never thought of the Victoria's Secret thing. to this day, I'm still almost overwhelmed and intimidated when I walk into Victoria's Secret of like, why am I in here? They're looking at me like I'm a
creep.
You feel
like a pervert, don't you?
I have a ring on. I promise I'm married. I'm buying something for my significant other. They're probably going to think I'm lying and I'm just, you know, smelling the underwear as I walk through. I had this a little bit. One of my first jobs, not in high school, but in middle school, was working at Waverly Country Club. And they had a free employee Monday. And so if I, like as a caddy, if you caddied that week, you could play golf for free on Mondays. And it's the number one thing that I will push on Teddy Ballgame. Because you also have the ability to bring family members out. My brother also worked there, but he was in the pro shop and I was caddying.
Yeah.
And so we'd go play golf from time to time at one of the nicest country clubs in the area on Mondays.
So I actually did apply and got a group interview with the Victoria's Secret at Lloyd Center.
You would totally do that.
And it wasn't for the reason you're listing. It was literally I just needed a job.
Sure.
And I got in there.
Sure it was. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
I'll be honest here.
We all believe you.
And the lady snuffed me out pretty quick, was just like, what do you think of this thong underwear? And I kind of smiled. Then she said, yeah. And I walked right out of that group interview. That clearly was not going to work. End up getting a job at
look, Russ, can't see the line.
No,
you can't.
I ended up getting a job at the Just Sports in the mall, and I would say that absolutely worked to my benefit. I got a ton of gear discounted.
Yeah. Do you like working in a mall? I never worked in a mall.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I was assistant manager for a few months. I loved to open. I got to walk around during my break.
You go out for lunch and you got the food court right there with great options.
It was perfect. Okay. I also worked at a frozen custard place that doesn't exist anymore in Vancouver because they had hot chicks and I got free desserts.
I mean, it's all about the angles. You got to find the angle. Swag, do you have an angle at an early job?
Not a high school job. My college work study job where I was the intramural sports supervisor.
God, you were probably awful.
Well, as
it's not your gym time.
No. What usually happened during basketball season was there would eventually be, especially like during finals weeks and other stuff, teams would show up and they'd be a dude short.
So you got to
basically,
I would sub in on like
that's
half the teams.
That's how many teams regretted picking you up though?
Well, I mean, it's a small school, so
sure.
We knew.
The percentage of good athletes is pretty limited there.
So when I knew based on, like, the open level, okay, my job was to pass the ball to the dudes who could play and play some defense, grab some rebounds.
Yeah.
Lower level stuff, all right, I'm going to have to shoot a little bit and help these guys out.
Put
jumpers
up, hit me.
So, yeah, but no, so I had keys to the field house. It was
That's pretty sweet.
That's there a good was, perk right there.
Yeah, some
did you abuse that?
I didn't abuse it, but I took advantage of it from time to time.
Yeah.
There was some 1 a.m., you know, pickup
hell yeah,
games.
There would be.
Oh, I would be it, doing
from
that
the fraternity.
Constantly.
Hit me up, dude.
Yeah. Go out to the bar and then come, like, you guys want to go play some pickup hoops back in the day
exactly.
When you could still drink and then go run around?
So when you were a supervisor, so basically you were there, you got the equipment out, you set everything up ahead of time,
sure.
But then there were... Because my freshman year, I just had to work, you know, keeping score of games, keeping the clock, that sort of thing. But then became a supervisor, and yeah, I would play, you know, 4 basketball games a night.
Keep running. I don't really know how to process this one, but I'll throw it out there anyways.
Okay.
Mail sack question. When you brush your teeth, do you squeeze the toothpaste out and place it on your toothbrush? Or do you place the toothpaste in your mouth and then brush your teeth?
Mail sack.
What?
Yeah, no, I'll put it on.
Who puts it in
the toothbrush?
Do you put it in your mouth?
I don't eat the wiener.
No.
So the tooth.
Wait, people put it in their mouth like that?
So
you just squeeze it into your mouth?
How much are you squeezing?
How do you get the proper ratio? Like on the toothbrush.
That's what the toothbrush head is for, to let you know the ratio.
Exactly. The ratio of toothpaste that is necessary, and then you run it under a little water, and then you brush your teeth like a normal person. What is the matter with you?
How long have you been doing this?
Is this a roundabout way to like try and check publicly if what you're doing is not psychotic behavior? Because I'm here to let you know it's psychotic behavior.
We've been blowing and going.
What?
I have a lot of questions. Do you just eat toothpaste? Are you just liking mint toothpaste and you don't want to say it? I put it on the toothbrush.
A lot of follow-ups.
Like I assume most people do.
A lot of follow-ups here.
Now, are we going to find out we're wrong on this?
I don't think so.
I don't think that's a normal thing. If there's anybody out there that does that, let us know. But I'm pretty sure that's not a normal thing. And the way that the 98% of the public brush their teeth is you put your toothpaste on your toothbrush, get a little water on it.
There was some stuff in college, brush away. You know, whatever. But no, not, no, no.
Do you share the toothpaste or is it your own too?
It better be your own.
Do you put like the tip of the toothpaste on your lips or do you like do like the I'm taking a sip of your drink but I'm not touching the straw kind of thing?
Do you hold it above your mouth and it's like, one of those and you're just waiting for it to drop.
A little dangle down.
Yeah.
What?
No.
What is happening right now?
Come on, people.
Who does that? Drip, drip, drip. Last but not least, is there a better sports movie speech than Al Pacino's Inches speech from Any Given Sunday? Is there a better sports speech?
The miracle speech is pretty hard to beat.
Now, do we decipher, because if I'm not wrong, the miracle speech is actually the miracle speech.
I don't know if it's word for word.
We don't know if it's word for word.
We didn't have cameras in there for Herb Brooks.
No,
we did not. Nobody recorded it. Nobody wrote it down. How do we have the, we got the Gettysburg Address written down, but we don't have Herb Brooks' speech before the semifinal
game? You
think
he wrote his speech down? Dan Lanning doesn't write his speeches
down. I'm just asking the question. Is that not, is it all made up? Is it real?
Word for word. Obviously, Kurt Russell got to consult with Herb.
Today, you are the greatest hockey team in the world.
But
did he write this down? I don't think he wrote that down. No. I think he just felt it.
We got him, boys.
I don't think you wrote that down.
I got follow-up questions now. I want to know how much of that speech was real and how much of it was done by Hollywood. Because that's my only follow-up. That one I'd probably put above 6 inches in front of your face. That's the difference between winning and losing. Although that is a great movie speech.
What about the Hoosiers?
Hoosiers is solid. I think I'd take Pacino over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good speech, that Pacino.
It's pretty solid. Now, does James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams count? Does that count as a speech? If you build it, they will come?
Yeah.
I was impartial to the misfit.
Baseball, Ray. Baseball.
In not a great basketball movie for most. The Coach Carter movie with Samuel Jackson.
You would go Coach Carter.
When he gets the kid that is kind of the troublemaker.
When he's locking up the gym. No gym for you. Yeah, locking it up.
Our greatest fear. He just recites the greatest fear thing. I'm like, oh my God. He's got everybody bought in. They might beat Battle. They're going to do it.
What about Shane Falco when he comes back in the second
half?
Falco,
the return. Yeah, that's not bad.
There's some pretty good ones.
That's not bad.
Some pretty good ones.
It's not bad. But it's up there. To answer your question, it's up there. There you go. Great sack, everybody.
Toothpaste dropping in the mouth.
I don't know.
That's
going
to throw us
for
a loop the rest of the show. I don't really know how to process that.
Come on the kick drum.
Drip, drip, drip. Let's wrap it up. And the NBA returns. We'll answer some poll questions from earlier and from yesterday. And final thoughts on our Tuesday show. Next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Baby,
Well, it's been a fun journey on the show today. We came up with the idea of condolences cards for
sports fans.
Sports fans who lose.
Sorry for your loss. Here's flowers.
Sorry for your loss, Mariner fans. Welcome to the offseason. Spring training, pitchers and catchers report in 111 days, if that does anything for you. So at least you got that going for you. We talked about that earlier in the show. If you want to go back and check the podcast, our apologies to our podcast listeners. They should be back up and running every hour. Normally, we had some listeners text in saying how great it is to have the hourlies up when they're supposed to be up. So thank you for being patient with us. There's a lot of moving parts going on behind the scenes, and that should be back and ready to go. Let's get to the poll questions before we put a bow on the show today.
I just added one literally right now.
Oh, you just added another one to the bunch?
Do you put the toothpaste on your toothbrush, or do you put the toothpaste in your mouth and then brush? Toothpaste on the brush, toothpaste then brush.
Okay. We also had a listener, I forgot to bring this up, who tagged us in a tweet and sent it to us, that there is a Andrew Sprague.
Hell yeah, brother.
Who is an offensive lineman at Michigan. The combination of us is an offensive lineman at Michigan.
Well, I think he also Googled, like he AI'd our faces together
of what it would look like.
Sprague, yeah.
He did. It's very weird. We are a sophomore offensive lineman, 6'8", 315. Look at us, buddy. Put together, we're moving people. So shout out to that listener for doing that. Poll questions from yesterday. Will Game 7 of the ALCS be a stud or a dud? 52% of you said dud. I voted dud, too. We were wrong on that. It was a great game.
Yeah.
Which team is more trustworthy, the Packers or the Broncos? 59.7% of you went with the Green Bay Packers.
Interesting.
Out of the weekend. Are we destined for another Eagles and Chiefs Super Bowl? 69.2% of you said no. We still believe.
Feels that way.
That's so cute. You poor bastards. And for getting your heart broken.
Somebody
I'm
decided
there.
That the Chiefs lost to the Jags. And I'm like, they're the Chiefs. You think they can't have a bad loss?
Have you ever heard of Patrick Mahomes? Andy Reid, how many consecutive AFC title games have they been in now?
Good teams don't lose games in the NFL.
Happens every year.
Very weird.
Literally every year. Do you hope MJ gives his best NBA bets every time he has a segment on NBC? 83.3% of you early on are saying yes.
Who are the 17 saying no?
Who wouldn't want that?
And he better wear dark shades.
Yeah, dark shades, cigar. Like, go play into it, MJ.
Yeah.
And do you put the toothpaste on your toothbrush or do you put the toothpaste in your mouth and then brush? And so far, early, 100% of you are normal human beings who put it on your toothbrush.
Mm.
We have not talked yet about Swag's Dodgers being in the World Series, and we can just keep doing that. We can just pretend the World Series isn't happening if you want.
Well, I just like him to not even, like, delay literally a conversation in late May, early June, where you told me the Brewers were for real and you were worried they were going to beat your team.
How'd that go in the NLCS?
Dominant starting pitching finally showed up.
Yeah,
so,
we could have seen that coming.
Yeah. There you go.
I will note this. I started the year as public enemy number one to Mariner fans because I like mocking and making fun of Mariner fans.
You didn't mock them today. Somebody thought they would. You would
mock
them.
I'm not going to go low. I know how painful those losses are. I'm not going to go low the day after. Husky fans, I'll go low. This one, Dodgers lose the World Series. Oh, dude, I'm kicking you in the nuts for 4 hours. You became public enemy number one during the series because of your jinx.
Well, I made the bet during the home run derby.
I will just brace yourself right now for Swag to be up 3-0 in the World Series and complaining about a bullpen giving up like two earned runs. You know, it's 3-0, but his bullpen's a little leaky.
Sure lost two of those three games.
So you become, we have a chance to all rotate as public enemy number one here if this continues, because one day he'll complain about something stupid as his team steamrolls to back-to-back championships.
And Sim makes a work stoppage.
Yeah, and leads to a lockout. Way to go, Dodgers. Way to ruin baseball. Hey, happy NBA Returns Day, everybody.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
I'm looking forward to this tonight.
Too. Enjoy it tonight.
It starts at 4, the pregame?
Pregame at 4. All first game's at 4:30. Second game at 7-ish.
Warriors, Lakers, Rockets, Thunder. Enjoy the NBA action. It'll fill our sports hole for a night. We'll talk about it. The Blazers are back tomorrow.
Yes.
Got to make our season picks on the Blazers. Over, under, win totals. Can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. That will do it for us, folks. Lucy Burge will be on the show tomorrow as well. We'll see if we can get anybody else on. Time will tell. We'll see. TBD right now. If you missed any of the show today, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. We'll tweet it out as soon as we are done. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Like the video, subscribe to the channel on YouTube if you haven't done so yet. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm of Ferris and Marang is next on 1051 FM The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.